little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Welcome back to the Shadow Games Podcast, episode 161. It is the calm before the storm, the sniffle before the sniffle.
I'm getting a pre-con plague and I'm not even going.
It's a night when all nerds leave their parents' basement.
This is really the night where nobody sleeps in San Diego.
Yep. It's if you know what we're talking about, it's that time of the year. No.
He said year.
It's that time of the month, but it's that time of the year for us.
Wait, isn't it Shark Week though?
It actually is Shark Week,
so yeah, it is that time of the year.
So people in Florida are not sleeping
that's
either.
That's the second time, that's the number two time of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people in San Diego and people in Florida are not sleeping.
Yeah.
No. The people in Florida are not swimming.
People in Florida.
They're not sleeping
the
either.
Sharks in Florida.
Yeah. A lot of sharks.
Yeah.
I'll fall off in North Carolina.
But why are we talking about Florida?
Wayne said people in Florida are not sleeping. Are you guys sleeping tonight or no? Come on,
let's know. Shark Week.
Let's know.
I'm pretty sure they're sleeping just fine. Unless they sleep in the water, then they might not be sleeping as much.
Down on the bayou.
It's so hot. And here it is. We were talking about the San Diego International Comic Con 2015. It is starting up preview night tomorrow, Wednesday night.
That sounds kind of creepy.
He needs a straw hat, suspenders, and a jug. With the X, I know.
Here comes the banjos.
Oh, never mind. But
yeah, Comic-Con is tomorrow.
Yep, preview night tomorrow for the people that's getting their badges. You said I've been reading around 2:30, 3 o'clock.
I think so. I honestly keep forgetting to look it up. I just know I got to get down there tomorrow afternoon and pick up my badge.
I'll probably join you right when I get off of work.
Yep.
That's
time. Get a badge, go get some food, and then check out the.
That's how we feel right now.
Check out the con before the con.
It was the night before Comic Con, and all through the city, every creature was stirring. But Mimi and Jesse, what a pity.
Fidel's hungry too. Look at that picture. I want some carne asada fries right now.
You suck.
Turn that picture off. Okay. All right. So that's
pretty much
the main news for we're gonna cover on this episode. Well, let's get back to what the regular things that we do. What we've been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Arkham Knight for the PlayStation 4. And I've got up to a 94% out of 100% completion.
Yeah.
I'm getting
really? Ready. You don't say.
I know. I'm 6% away, but it's kind of hard to find all those.
You got 6% to go.
Bless you.
Okay. Solid.
We're having a little allergy crisis here today, folks.
Yeah.
I am one of them. I was fine the past few days, but today, well, the end of the work day was kind of slowly creeping up on me.
That's not funny.
No, I know. But recently I've been playing, well, Arkham Knight, and it's hard to find, I agree with Wayne, the firefighters and the Riddlers.
Well, the Riddler trophies are insane. I mean, yeah, there's not as many this time around, but...
It's still a lot.
I just got through Panessa Studios.
Uh-huh.
I found all the Riddler trophies, but I'm still missing, I think, one or two of the breakables.
Ooh.
So I was like, no!
Other than that, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 3 and Evil Apples. And a, it's a... How can you call that? It's a Cards Against Humanity, but mobile.
Huh. Yeah.
Fun game. Been playing it. If you guys want to play, let me know. FIDEL. Download that app. It's for free.
Fidel.
Yep, Fidel.
Yeah.
FIDEL. You know, I should spell my name like that next time. Fidel. Bugs! Wayne, what have we played this past week, man?
Arkham Knight.
Loser!
I've got everything done on the main story and the side quests are all done except for Riddler. I have saved Catwoman. I have saved all the bad guys with the bombs in their heads. And I've got a good chunk of the trophies, but I still have well over 100 to go. It's mind-boggling. I still don't know how I'm supposed to get the Batmobile on the roof of that one building so I can energize the or electrify the thing so I can open the cage to get the other one.
Oh no, I haven't done that one yet.
Yeah, I've been looking at it. I'm like, I'll come back to that.
Honk.
Anyways, that's what I've been playing.
That's about it.
That's it.
Jesse, what you been up to, guys?
Crying.
Playing with our emotions. The best game ever.
Yeah, crying.
Life.
Yeah.
No, you played Postal.
Yeah, I actually played Postal 2.
Postal 2.
Yeah. A friend of mine actually gave it for me. If you buy it on Steam right now, you get 4 copies for free to give to your friends on top of the copies that you bought.
Wow.
Jesus.
So my friend bought it and he shot me a copy. So I've been playing that and pretty cool. Of course, it's on Steam, so there's, you know, the Steam Workshop and there's some mods and stuff like that.
Not bad.
One of the mods is you can add an item into the game. It's like a Pokeball. Looks like a Pokeball. When you throw it, it spawns a random animal in the game out of the Pokeball.
That's pretty cool. A hedgehog.
Yeah.
There you go.
Next you know, you throw it again. Next you know, here comes Sonic.
Yeah, well, unless you add Sonic into the game, which I don't think there's a mod for that yet.
No.
Probably
yeah.
not.
Playing some Postal 2.
Salud.
Good miss. You done?
It's kind of hard to tell your allergies if you're done.
Right?
You done?
I might be done.
Okay. Anyway, let's play that. Jumped on some Final Fantasy for a little bit. Haven't had much time to play much of anything at all. Very, very busy this last week.
Wow.
So, why? Why? Why are you doing this? Stop it. Stop it.
Not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I touch you.
Why does that remind me of the episode of Who's Lying when Penn and Teller were guests?
I haven't seen that one.
Was that
one of the newer ones?
Yeah, it was just last week.
Okay.
Well, we need to catch up on that.
All right, Fidel, tell us about what's going on with Gotham at Comic-Con this year.
Hey, what have you been playing?
Oh, yes. Good job, Wayne. We know for a fact that Mimi, you know, is here.
She's been playing
quiet.
With her shot.
Ew.
I've been playing Poke the Bear.
Yeah, doesn't really end well for you. Stop it. Cut it out.
Well, no time to things. I started off working on cosplay. And then we got the dreaded.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, so that's a bit of a bad news that we'll talk about. Well, not really bad news, but solemn news, sad news that we'll talk about towards the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
We'll get there.
So,
Age, what have you been playing?
Eating his bone.
Yeah.
Okay, so, as we talked about, beginning of the podcast, Comic-Con. And Wayne asked me what's going on with Gotham, the show from WB, from DC Comics, which is a huge hit. Well, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on for Gotham in downtown San Diego, especially during Comic-Con season, especially starting tomorrow. You get to stop play with the stapler. It's not Morse code.
Somebody on the other end is trying to interpret that.
Yes, I know. So pretty much a whole lot of stuff going on with... Actually, I do need a new staple on my button, so I might need that. More Comic-Con. Yeah, we're definitely getting lost here.
Yeah.
It's...
Who derailed?
We never even started rolling. We derailed completely.
Right.
From this train station.
While standing still.
Yeah.
Badonk.
We were derailed before they even laid track.
I know.
All right.
Wayne, tell us a bit more of Gotham.
So they're going to
have... shenanigans they're going to be having.
They're
no,
gonna
more
have...
no more zip lines, right?
I don't think the zip line's going to be there. There are going to be just a few different events. One of them is going to be down at Petco. The other one's going to be randomly around con. You will see a group of penguins.
Penguins?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, look for them, find them, get prizes. Kind of thing. And one of those penguins just may happen to be the actor playing Penguin on the show.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, be sure to head over to the WB booth during Con during certain hours. I forgot what they were, but they'll tell you. They'll be passing out, and Oprah might change anyways, Gotham lunchboxes. So that's going to be interesting.
Sure.
But yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on for Gotham. I can't remember all of it now either. It's like, but yeah, they announced a lot of cool stuff. Yeah. We're going to have, well, we mentioned last week, Assassin's Creed's going to have the obstacle course back.
Yes, for Unity.
There's going to be some killer panels going on.
Mostly people trying to get on the main ones in Hall H.
Yeah.
What do we got there for Hall H? The most main one's going to be Star Wars Force Awakens.
That one's going to be there, I think, on Friday?
Friday. Is it Friday or Saturday?
Let me see.
When looking through his schedule.
What was it?
You see a lot of green.
I see a lot of green lines in my...
I don't know if I have that one marked down or not.
You suck, Wayne.
Yeah. Anyways. Starting Thursday, to give you kind of a heads up on some of the panels that we're looking at, at 11 a.m. on Thursday, you get the Transformers Generations More Than Meets the Eye, which is going to be everybody from Activision to IDW to Hasbro. That's going to be a pretty interesting panel. At 12 o'clock, though, if you want to go over to Hall H, you can try to get in to Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2. Could be good. At 12, you have a panel for Breaking the Comics right now. At 1 o'clock, Marvel does the same thing about how to break into Marvel Comics, the Marvel way. 12:45, you get a spotlight on Jim Lee, who's an incredible artist. He's usually a very fun person to get into. There's a Doctor Who panel that day as well at 2:15 in Hall H, another one that's going to be difficult to get into.
Anything in Hall H will be difficult to get into.
Yes.
Isn't the line for Hall H like start outside?
Yeah, it's probably starting off.
It's about
like
a
right
6-mile line usually.
I heard.
It's probably starting off like right now as we speak.
No, there were people there last week.
Oh, you son of a!
Wow.
That's dedication.
All
serious dedication.
Mainly
and
for
lack
Doctor.
Of time management.
Yeah, a lot of
Bingo.
People for Doctor Who.
Okay, Whovians? Okay, I can see that at least.
There's gonna be a panel for Gears of War Ultimate Edition.
I know for a fact you're gonna be there.
I'm gonna try. Transformers Robots in Disguise for the cartoon. IDW is going to have their Artist Edition panel again. That's usually very good. You know, the large hardbound books of incredible artwork and stuff. The world premiere of Scooby-Doo and Kiss Rock and Roll Mystery.
That, I don't know how I feel about that.
Scooby-Doo.
It's not the first time.
The mystery of the missing Gene Simmons tongue.
Oh. I don't want to go there.
Like losing a boa.
I know.
Another one that I'm really looking forward to is the Robotech panel. It's actually referred to as Robotech the next 30 years. Now, I did notice that in the description, Tommy and Steve Yeun aren't listed as being there, so I'm not sure if they will be there this year. Usually they are, from Harmony Gold. But
what
I'm very...
What do you need to do for the Robotech panel? You have that US versus Japan mech battle.
Did you guys hear about that?
Dude, that is insane!
Yeah.
Yes, I read about it!
Did you see Japan's rebuttal?
Yeah, yes!
Did you see both videos?
No, I saw the first one.
Japan put out a second video. They put out their own video as a response. Bro, it's bro! Oh, it's nuts.
Anyways, with the Robotech panel...
Yeah, they're stepping it up a game.
They're hinting that we're going to get some news about the live-action movie.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah,
technically. But
that's it. Right
alive.
This is all just a stunt.
I warn you.
Stunt.
They've hinted at that for the last 4 years.
And yeah, we've probably been sleeping on some technology. Okay, so just to, you know, kind of sidestep.
Jaegers!
Yeah, we'll take a break before we go into Friday.
Okay.
I know.
All right, so the robots.
Robots.
So,
talk
a little bit the US.
Okay, so the US. They created their giant robot, right?
Glodia Project.
It's basically a Jaeger because it's dual piloted.
Yeah, it's dual piloted, you know, front seat, back seat kind of thing.
Okay.
Right? And they're like stadium seated. So the person in the back is a little bit higher than the person in the front. You know, and I guess they each operate their own specific things. Like one person operates the equipment, one person off the machinery and the weaponry.
Right. Really? But the way they have currently, like, they still gotta mod it, and they said they still have to mod it for battle. But the way they currently have it is it's equipped with airsoft and paintball. And it fires these things at breakneck speeds.
They're like 3-pound paintballs.
Yeah, like 3-pound paintballs enough to shatter windows in cars. Like, it's crazy. Not even that slow. Like, just letting loose. It's ridiculous.
I would love to see. Remember the old show that they're bringing back? It's called BattleBots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I am so down for that.
Oh, BattleBots is amazing. But
anyway, yeah, so they built their robot.
So they built the robot, and then they say, you know, so Japan, or, you know, the company that built the world's first actual piloted mech in Japan, mm-hmm. they're like, so, you know, you guys, name the company, I can't think of it off the top of my head. You have a giant robot, we have a giant robot. You know what comes next.
Rock 'em, like, sock 'em.
You pick the place, and let's battle.
Yeah, sock them.
Right, so that happened. And then some time went by, and then Japan saw the video. The company in Japan, they saw that video. And they were like, you know, it really came out of nowhere. Like, but, you know, if that's what they want.
We'll give them what they want.
They said, you know, okay, if that's really what they want. So what they ended up doing.
Like, hey, we made some upgrades.
Yeah, so they were like, here's what's going to happen. They're like, you can't just make something big and then just stick guns on it. That's really American. Is exactly what they said. Like, it's really American.
Well, no, like, shoot.
They're like, you gotta make it cooler. They're like, so what we want to do is we want to up the stakes a little bit. We want to change the format a little bit. We need to include an aspect in our battle: melee combat. They were like, we want to beat them to scrap, and we want to knock them down to do it.
So, basically, tear them apart, fall down.
This is turning into mech assault. Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's what Japan wants to do.
Yes! Yes!
So, their...
World War III, here we come, right?
Their answer was, of course, we accept. Like, you organize the fight, and we'll be there.
So, challenge accepted.
That's about to happen. And they want melee combat. Two giant piloted mechs beating the snot out of each other. Nuts and bolts flying, glass shattering, metal denting and breaking, bullets flying.
We should have a barbecue in someone's backyard for that occasion.
Right.
Oh, man.
I'll bring the food. Somebody bring the grill.
Somebody bring some... Sock,
bop, the 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 bop, the
bop, the Asian Bill Cosby.
Who still can't pronounce S's? That means he can't even pronounce his own last name.
She can't even pronounce shh properly.
All right.
We have a Slytherin here.
So that sounds very interesting. I'm curious about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely check out the videos, though.
So
they're all up on YouTube.
Let's go ahead and move back into Friday for Comic-Con. Some of the stuff we're looking forward to is going to be the Hunt for the Truth, following the trail of Halo 5 Guardians.
I definitely want to be on that one.
You have the 75th anniversary of The Shadow and Doc Savage.
Doc Savage?
Yep. You got to go back to like the early, 20s and 30s. All that good stuff. Women of Transformers is going to have its own panel. That should be very intriguing. Marvel Television has their panel, which will be giving Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Carter, possibly other things we don't really know yet. And then at 4 o'clock, this is going to be really intriguing, and I wonder if it's going to live up to the hype. IDW, the best panel in recorded history.
Of course, man, it's IDW.
Yeah. And of course, yes, Lucasfilm is in Hall H that day as well. I did find it. Hey.
What day? Friday?
Friday.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. And then 7 o'clock, the world premiere of Justice League, Gods and Monsters. That's an animated film that I'm not going to miss. I haven't missed one of their premieres in
quite a long time.
Long time. Every year at Comic-Con. All right, Fidel, you want to tell us a little bit about the Xbox Lounge?
Well, a typical Xbox Lounge scenario is going to be at the Hyatt Hotel, right next to the convention center on the same street. You just got to walk, coming out of the convention center, just go ahead and make a left, go down, you'll see the Hyatt Hotel, and just go ahead and follow the sign. It's going to be on the second floor. When we go to the main lobby, up the escalator, it'll be on the right side. Last year, the display what showed us is the new Xbox One controllers or the concept controllers. You know, the color concept controllers that they came out with.
Yeah.
Inside, last year we get to play a lot of the games that were about to come out. And yeah, that's about it. I mean, there's Xbox Lounge is for badge holders only.
Yep.
And it is by far one of my favorite ones.
It should be fun. It's going to be packed. A lot of people are going to be in there.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be giving away several custom Xbox Ones.
Yes.
So, yeah. I don't know. I've got...
Like 21 of them or something like that?
Yeah, 20. Yeah, about close to 24 of them. One of them, obviously, is the typical Forza. There's also
The Game of Thrones one.
Game of Thrones one.
There's one for...
Tomb Raider.
There's one for Transformers Devastation.
Tomb Raider. There's... You guys have to look it up. There's some cool stuff. Oh, the Halo 5 one.
Mm-hmm.
Typical.
Yeah. And then downstairs, I believe, and then the Marriott is Nintendo?
Marriott's Nintendo.
So they're going to be there, and usually you can get in without a badge at Nintendo.
Yep, it's always free over there.
It's free, no badge. There's actually going to be a couple of tournaments going on during the weekend. Yep.
Smash Tournament.
Typical. The 12 and under Smash Tournament. There's going to be a Splatoon Tournament, of course.
Ooh!
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Especially when they showcase that Splatfest.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Of course, they're going to be giving away a bunch of stuff. And
oh, yeah.
Things that'll make us cry because we can't go.
Well, when I get to another panel here, Jesse's going to cry too, but that's okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about Saturday here. Warner Brothers has their big presentation in Hall H. That's one of the first things going on. Then Marvel Animation will have a panel. That's going to feature their animated series. That's Hulk and Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy, which should be very fun. Later, I'm going to be trying to head over to the Overstreet Comic Book Price Guide panel. They're now 45th anniversary here. And following that is Viz Media and Perfect Square for The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. They're going...
Depression mode in 3, 2, 1.
Patty faces.
So the re-release of the original graphic novel that was posted in Nintendo Power is coming back. Yeah. Following that, there is a spotlight on Stan Lee. Again, another panel that's going to be very difficult to get into.
Anything, as I said before, anything with Stan Lee's name on it.
Yeah.
I hope the man's doing okay. He's had a little bit of rough weather.
He has, but he's still scheduled to be there, so I think he's okay.
He's a man who's in what, late, very late 80s?
We also have a panel for...
90s.
Yeah, 90s. The Return of Invader Zim. Oh, yeah. And then we've got IDW and Hasbro, featuring Transformers, Gem, Ponies, and more.
Ponies.
I'm also I'm curious about this one. This is Comixology. They'll be doing the Comixology Summit on the future of self-publishing. Following that, you go back to IDW with, so, you want to be in comics? It could be very interesting. And I'm also looking at the Comic-Con, how to proper... Pitching and Promoting Yourself, version 1.5.
It's pronounced Comic-Con How To.
Yeah.
You said How To. Comic-Con How To, proper pitching and promoting yourself.
Yeah, same thing.
Howdy.
later that night, back in Hall H, there, Warner Brothers Television and DC Entertainment will have a screening block showing you some of the new shows they're working on, such as Supergirl and so forth. They're also going to be showing Supergirl on preview night, too, if you really want to get into that. I believe it was preview night. And then, last but not least, on Saturday that we've kind of looked at is the HBO Presents the Comic-Con International Masquerade. So, if you want to go? Yep, want to go check out a lot of people in cosplay, see who the top cosplay winners are, and so forth. Meet and greet some people around the con. It's a great, great little thing there.
There was actually a good one several years ago, which was Batman Beyond, really highly detailed too as well.
Yeah.
And Wayne only has 3 stuff to do on Sunday.
Yes, only a few things that I've have. That
shopping time! Have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever's left over.
Except for Hasbro. Hasbro, you have to get there on early in the con, and you have to get a ticket early in the morning and go stand in line for that, so you can go later stand in line to buy your stuff. So on Sunday, the first one I've looked at was Comic-Con How-To, Plot Structure, Creating the Foundation to a Page-Turning Story. It could be good. And next would be the How-To Create Your Own Novel, From the First Idea to Publishing, and What You Need to Sell Your Work to TV and Film. And then at 1 o'clock on Sunday, you have the world premiere of Batman Unlimited Monster Mayhem. You have Batman and Green Arrow and Cyborg and Red Robin all going after Joker and his merry men. Okay, they were not really merry.
Of course they were. He's a Joker.
I know.
Everyone smiles.
The King of Jesters.
And this all takes place during Halloween, as far as the story does. It's a battle for Gotham.
Eve.
What else, Fido? You can think of anything else we're missing for
Comic-Con, and more Comic-Con.
Well, actually, tomorrow, Wednesday...
Preview night
is also the launch date for Star Trek Green Lantern, the crossover event of 2015, the Spectrum Wars. If you haven't had a chance to head over to our site, twoshotsgeek.com, and read the review, it's something I'm looking forward to reading up on for the rest of the next 5 issues.
Okay. And if you guys haven't checked out our website yet, I also did a short article, probably about 8 points of my version of Survival Guide, How to Survive San Diego International Comic Con. So head on over.
Why don't you give us a few points off of that?
Well, first thing of all, this is how I plan my con every year. One, shoes. Gotta have good shoes.
Brand new ones right here.
Have you broken them in yet?
Yeah.
Okay, good, perfect. If not, you have to like your old shoes. Yep. New soles, inserts. That's all you need. $20.
Yep.
Best way to put it on. That's what I have on here. Yeah, I know. It's 4 months old. Nah, anywho. Two.
Not what I'm wearing. I'm wearing DCs.
Dude, I love DCs, man.
I love them too, but they have no support.
Zero.
They're flat.
Yep.
You're complaining about no support in your shoes?
See, you're wearing flats though.
You might as well go bare feet right now, woman.
Yeah.
Price to pay.
I get running shoes because they have a good arch.
Yeah.
Anyways.
The shoes I had memory foam insoles.
Oh, I hate
them. They're really good.
So if you ever want to talk about shoes, send us a message on Facebook.
Shoot us a message. We will get back to you about shoes. We are not Al Bundy. We are not shoe salesmen, but we know how to talk about shoes. Let's see. Yeah,
no. I don't need to revert. No. I'm past that.
You've overcome that stage.
I've overcome that stage in my life. We're not talking about shoes.
Okay, we have barefoot Mimi over here. Alright, so the main questions I've been reading or getting about during on all these Comic-Con threads that I'm in for Facebook is, does the vendors over there take cash or credit?
Yep.
The easiest thing for me to say is please have cash.
Oh yeah.
You can have credit, but it will take a while.
It takes a while.
Unless you're going to a big vendor like Hasbro or
even still, cash is king.
Cash is king.
Reason cash is king, is because you don't have to pay the fees.
The signals are horrible in there.
Signal is horrible. A lot of times most shops will charge you, try to pass that credit fee on you.
Yep. And the main thing the second main thing, or the third main thing I put on there is food. They do encourage you to bring snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Granola bars, protein bars, water. That's what I normally do. Every day for con, I bring 2 granola bars, 2 protein bars, and a huge bottle of water in my backpack. That's another thing right there, too, as well.
And this goes for all conventions.
Yes.
Hydrate. Remember to eat.
Please eat. Don't be anorexic.
Remember to eat.
I feel sorry for the people that are, cosplaying very, very good detailed suits, and they pass out, ambulance come by, they have to cut you...
Out of your suit,
and your hard work is down the drain.
And then some jerk's taking a picture of you as it happens.
Yeah.
This is what happens if you don't drink water.
Yeah. And at the same time, falling down usually causes damage to your cosplay anyway.
I know, so either way, stay hydrated, guys, come on.
Hey, invest in a Camelback.
Those are good.
Perfect.
Those things are a lifesaver, man. I'm telling you.
And remember, no selfie sticks this year.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Yeah, they banned selfie sticks.
They're actually banning selfie sticks in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Yep.
Disneyland.
Disney World.
Yep. A lot of places.
One of the
selfie sticks are a bane of humankind. That's how it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, invest in that Camelback because that thing was a huge, huge, like, savior. It was a blessing when I was over in Bahrain. it was hot over there, like 112, 113.
Well, the lowest it gets is 98 degrees.
Yeah, and we're like under the dead, cloudless sky, just sun beating down, you know, your full Kevlar and everything like that. It's a real pain in the neck.
So it's worth the 40,
one,
40, $45.
45, say 50 bucks tops, worth it.
Yeah. Put some ice in there, fill it up.
It'll keep you cold. It'll keep you cold.
Stay cold for a while.
Well, one question I've gotten quite a bit about Comic-Con is, how do I get that autograph?
And I can give you my autograph right here. All you have to do is ask.
Well, I've given out a few too, but I have actually a couple years ago.
I actually want Mage's autograph right now, but he keeps on licking me, so I call it a success.
You didn't have any thumbs.
The best advice I have for you on getting autographs.
There's only dog I know that smells.
Okay.
See.
Yeah, the best advice for getting autographs is twofold. One, look at the programming guide. You'll find that many of them are offering tickets available in the Salus Pavilion, where you can go get a ticket and later go and get your autograph. Some of these are free, some of these are paid. You'll have to look into that. The other thing to tell you is to keep an eye out for these small vendors, people like, or not necessarily small, but smaller booths like IDW and some of the and Hasbro. A lot of times they have their creators on hand throughout the convention, so you can oftentimes just walk up and, hey, you know what, I recognize you, and get an autograph.
On a side note, the only person that I know who is very generous on that is Jason David Frank, the original Green Ranger and the White Ranger. He is very cool with that.
He is. Most people are, really. I mean, we've run into quite a few over the years.
You get what you give. If you're polite to them, you respect them, if you're not like one of those people that are like, I've been waiting in line for 4 hours and you're telling me that you need to take a break.
Of course.
Yeah.
Don't be that person.
Yeah. And the other rule I forgot to write down on there.
Also real quickly, be cautious of your surroundings too. And be cautious of who you see and who they're with. You may run into a celebrity. They may be standing right next to you. Don't make a big deal out of it, especially if they're with their family.
Just give them a thumbs up.
Be polite with them, If they're at a booth, that's one thing, Go talk to them, get an autograph, Be polite. But if they're trying to enjoy the con, let them enjoy the con. You can say hi and, say that you appreciate their work, but be nice about it. Don't draw attention to them. The last thing they want is to be flooded by fans when they're trying to enjoy the convention with themselves or with their family.
Okay. The last thing I gotta put up there as well is for Mimi, you know how this is, especially for as a cosplayer as you are, photographers. What is the most number one thing what photographers do when they see a cosplayer? Take pictures of them.
Yes.
So...
You know what I'm saying?
I know, surprisingly. I thought they'd take videos. But
what's the number one overlooked rule?
They don't ask you.
They don't ask.
Number one thing, for me, that's always a number one rule for me as a photographer. I ask them, excuse me, I take a picture of you for...
Do you have a minute?
Yeah. Properly. Please don't say, hey, get in line. We'll go take a picture of you. Be civil about it. Be nice about it. Consent is key.
Consent is key. And the thing is... Okay, if you just randomly take a picture of a cosplayer, you're not going to get a good picture.
No.
Nope, and then they're not going to want to see, a crappy picture on the internet of themselves. We spend all these hours working on our cosplay, we spend all this money working on our cosplay, we want to show it off, we want to look our best. So if a photographer comes up and is like, hey, your cosplay is awesome, I want to take your picture, you're going to be flattered, and then you're going to put your best face forward. You might get a really cool pose out of it,
Really great pose out of it.
I mean, if you just ask, you get more than just a, standard hand on the hip, whatever.
Yeah. I got some good ceremonies.
I want to know the good example did our favorite Wolverine, Monster Mash.
Yay, we'll definitely see him there. You guys have to hit him up. He is a cool cat.
He's definitely one of the friendliest cosplayer that I've met and seen.
Yeah, he actually does look like Wolverine.
He actually does look remarkably like Wolverine. It's incredible.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Definitely, he's one of those, you know, examples. If you ask him for a picture, he'll give you a really cool pose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He'll give you a couple of them.
He'll give you a couple of them.
And he likes to work with other cosplayers in the area, too.
Especially with...
For posing.
Especially with Deadpool.
Oh, of course. D-Pity. Deadpool. D-Pity and Lonson.
Okay,
Master,
so D-Pity had the new video...
D-Pity is hilarious.
D-Pity had the new video out right now from AX.
I saw it.
If you've seen it. If you haven't seen it yet, it is from his Saturday at... AX Anime Expo, which just happened this past weekend, and he was arcade mode
Little Mac from from Punch Out.
Yes, Punch Out. So we had the whole wireframe thing going on.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty legit. He had the green wireframe, black full body suit, the green gloves. He had it on point, the whole nine yards. Even the face was fleshed out with the wire framing, so it actually looks like a face of wireframe. It actually looked really, really good.
He's one of those guys
I've come to expect no less than.
Absolutely no less. And then he's another example of this whole cosplay is consent thing, because if you are familiar with D-Pity, or if you become familiar with him, you know that he likes to shoot a bunch of goofy videos. He's always interacting with other cosplayers at the events and stuff like that. But his number one thing is, he goes around before he filmed it and he asks everybody, "Hey, would you like to be in my video? I'm going to punch you." Not for real!
But, like, for the video and fake.
But the videos were fake, so, you know, just to let you know, if I come up to you some point during the convention, you see me, and my buddy's holding a camera, this is what's gonna happen. So don't think just because you're in a costume that you can get away with being a jerk as well.
No. Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk. Please. Be cool. As you know, Comic-Con is very, 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 very crowded.
Yeah.
It's like going to Tokyo, Japan.
It's ridiculous right now. I'm gonna throw in another tip, safety tip, thing to remember is, you know, safety should be your number one concern. It is very easy to get wrapped up in all the commotion and everything that's going on. You should always be aware of your surroundings, not just everybody else's surroundings. If you feel that something is not correct, let somebody know. Like they say at the airport over and over again, if you see something, say something.
Definitely.
Especially at a huge event like Comic-Con, where there are hundreds and hundreds of people. They're not all from your community. They're from all over the world.
Yep.
Yeah. And don't be a hero. If something's happening and something's going down, go get your help. Don't try and step in. It's only going to cause more problems, more issues. And then when authorities actually do come in, you're going to be part to blame as well.
You'll be in doo-doo, baby.
Yeah. Even though you might not have been an instigator, you might not have done anything wrong, you might have been on the side of justice at that moment, that's not how it's going to be seen.
Yep.
So go get your help. go get the authorities, the con help, somebody to go and break that up and get an actual, like, official view of what's happening.
Yep.
This is especially for the younger congoers.
The 18 and under.
Especially if it's your first time.
Especially if it's your first time. Even this is even worse for adults. The buddy system is the most important thing you've ever done.
So you got safety in numbers.
Safety in numbers. Always, 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 always. Even if you don't have a buddy that wants to hang out with you all day, and let's say you know somebody who's going to Comic-Con, have checkpoints. Check in with them. Mm. You know, use your phone, text them. Don't be afraid to take a break. Run over to Starbucks, charge your phone, text them, saying, "Hey, I'm at Starbucks right now, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing this next."
Yeah.
There's some crazy stuff. I mean, you got to remember that, yes, this is a really big event. There's tons of security. At the same time, it's still in downtown San Diego, which is a large metropolitan area. And if anybody knows, those kind of situations can be unpredictable.
Yep. Speaking of which, so that is our safety brief for you guys, for Comic-Con goers and first-time goers and long-time goers.
Speaking of inappropriate, Deadpool himself, Ryan Reynolds, has confirmed he will be there.
Yes, that's what I put up on our Facebook page.
I mean, you can't really say much about that. I mean, there's gonna be shenanigans somewhere.
He's probably gonna be running around con in a Deadpool costume, and nobody's gonna know it.
Oh no, I'm pretty sure they'll know. Because that's a quality costume.
Or unless they pull like Daniel Radcliffe last year, which is a typical Spider-Man spandex, walking around.
It'd be funnier if he pulled a freaking Andrew Garfield and just show up in a really crappy, like, Deadpool hoodie.
He'll probably do that. He'll probably do that.
Which is funny, because that would also be in character.
It would.
Yep.
It absolutely would be in character.
Or
he'd be Deadpool wearing a Spider-Man costume.
Yeah.
You mean Ninja Spider-Man?
Dude!
Okay. Yeah. Anyways.
So, anywho, we have this last bit of news for you guys. It's coming from Mimi Jesse here. Take it away, guys.
Okay, so this is not our final departure, but it is our departure for now from San Diego, unfortunately due to, I guess, foreseen circumstances.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
We knew it was coming.
But it was kind of like one of those, hey, one of these days, you're going to be walking down the street and someone's going to punch you in the face. You're not going to know when it's going to happen or where it's going to come from,
but
it's going to happen. And you'll only have like a 10-second notice that it's probably going to be like around the corner. That's being generous.
Very, very generous.
Yeah, so it like she said, it was foreseen, but at the same time, it was still a blindside. So we got the notification that we had to leave San Diego early last week. And once that hit, of course, it had to be during, you know, holiday weekend. So
of course, that drove the wrench and everything, and we missed out on AX, and
we missed out on a lot of things, and we've been scrambling like, you know, well, scramblers.
Scrambling, yeah, because, you know, being nerds, geeks, we have a lot of random stuff that needs to be protected.
Yeah, so...
like tiny little things that need to be bubble wrapped. Like all my anime waifus.
My waifus are trash.
My waifus are not trash.
Your wife is a trash.
Waifu bonfire!
No!
I have to make a light on something.
So, yep, this will be our departure from San Diego for now. Maybe one day in the future we will come back. We are looking to come back to San Diego. We do love it here.
It is my hometown.
Yep. And for those of you not sure who we are, if you've come to the podcast to listen for, you know, because you've met us at either Street Pass San Diego or something with you know, one of those events. We handed you a card and said, check it out. And, you know, you became a listener to the podcast.
You might know us from Hawaii, from our short term in Hawaii.
We were in Hawaii for a bit. But most recently, we were at the Street Pass San Diego for the championship tournament. What was it, a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And we had Mage the dog, the Magnificent Mage. He was with us. You probably saw him at the Street Pass San Diego championship tournament if you went. But yeah, that's us.
And of course, this isn't the last you're going to hear from us. We are relocating to...
the Midwest.
Not Southeast.
What?
It's Southeast.
Tennessee?
Yeah. It's the South.
Okay, but I don't consider it Southeast.
It's
Southeast.
It's Southeast would be like...
it's the capital of country music.
Louisiana.
Anyway,
it's the capital of country music.
It's the music capital.
Okay, so yes, we are moving to Tennessee.
Nashville,
to be specific, which is not a bad thing because now we will be joining the likes of Kimberly, Emily...
Colby,
whoever Colby is. Has anybody seen Colby?
Yeah, he's doing some great things in the fighting game tournament.
Colby is making some noise in a fighting game tournament, so you've probably seen him around.
He's not making noise, he is destroying streets.
He is. Yeah. And then, of course, Luke, and then our mysterious photographer. Eagle One, who does not have eagle eyes.
No.
We're sorry for the potato quality. But since we will be joining them, we will be attending conventions out there, so you will see us out there, you will see Mage, you will get to meet the Magnificent Mage.
Yep.
And you'll see us at the conventions in and around Nashville as well as Atlanta. We do plan on hitting up Anime Weekend Atlanta this year. Next year we are going to be shooting for Dragon Con.
Dragon Con.
Oh, the infamous Dragon Con. The
infamous Dragon Con. We got to see it for ourselves.
We may try to hit up GMX.
GMX we will hit up. And then after that we're thinking about Katsucon. Anime convention, but either way,
we'll
this
see when the time comes.
You'll see us around. This isn't the last of us, of course not. This isn't the last of us. We're not that game that makes you.
There's too many lives. This isn't the last of us. It's a great game, by the way.
Yeah,
it is.
Last of Us.
Yeah,
dude.
That was a great game. Great game.
Still best playing game right now.
Yeah, it's really good. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's all we've got.
Yeah, I guess that's all we got to on this
podcast.
As you can see, we're a little low on sleep because we're too excited for Comic-Con.
They are.
We're just kind of low on sleep.
we're all sleepless, period.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what situation we are sleepless, period.
Yeah.
We don't need no sleep. Yes, we need a lot of sleep.
This is the fate when you guys turn adults. Yeah. Welcome to livelihood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Hey, you know what? This still doesn't stop me becoming a geek. Hey, we love it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
one trader for the world.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you, again, just to make sure to keep us, keep watching us on our Facebook page, our, what do you call that? Twitter page, mostly if you guys want to follow Wayne. He's the one that's up and some, always up and running on Twitter.
I'll be posting to my Twitter account, uh-huh. and then we'll be trying to get that information to our regular pages later on.
Yep.
You can follow me at Redneck Poet.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, and also follow us on Instagram.
Instagram, we're hoping to get that back up.
You actually did have a picture on there.
I have one picture. I thought they did it.
So, again, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Please, if you guys do follow us, I know because you guys are listening, on Instagram and also on Twitter, please do hashtags Two Shots of Geek, all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Cat.
S-H-O-T.
Cat. Cat. Bye, cat.
Okay.
Wayne, why'd you let your sister out?
Hey.
Kidding. Wayne has too many cats. Again, hashtag Two Shots of Geek. Two, S-H-O-T-S, of O-F, geeks.
Yeah.
Anywho, yes. This is it for us. We will have another podcast right after Comic-Con, which is going to be bonkers. We'll tell you what we've done, how our feet is doing, how my trigger finger is doing for my camera.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many? I'm guarantee you I'm going to get over at least like 3,700, close to 4,000 shots.
Probably.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yay! All those photo editing. And here again, we are twoshotsgeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future, 8 bits at a time.
Man, we are worse for wear.
I know.
We're done. Let's get out of here.
There we have. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.